We're going to continue the discussion on this until 3. We've got some other items for added on in executive session, and our discussion will continue now. I don't know if folks have had the opportunity to look at the information from the administration. If you have any questions for Mr. McGee regarding this document or anything else on this topic. Excuse me, just one second. Say that again. That's right. Is she here? Okay, Ms. Fratizzi, juvenile court. You were here last time. Forgive me, folks. Before we start on our discussion, please take 3 minutes. Forgive me.
Thank you for inviting me back. I'm going to try to limit my 3 minutes to the area where I feel I have the most specific breadth of knowledge, and that is as a veteran prosecutor with the district attorney's office, specifically assigned to prosecute delinquency cases. Huge number of cases involve sexual assault cases committed by children, often against children. I do have a small percentage of cases that involve adult victims, but by and large, they involve young children and teenagers as victims. And while I am pleased at all of the various efforts that have been made towards solving this crisis, I hate to deliver this bad news, but this problem is not solved. There are only a couple of portions of the problem that are solved. And if you think you're getting a lot of emails and calls from your constituents now, I want you to envision how many calls and emails you are going to get when the perpetrators of these most heinous crimes cannot be prosecuted or convicted because there has been insufficient evidence obtained, either not timely, not well preserved, or because while the center, I'm pleased to hear since last week, like 2 weeks ago when I was here, I did not know, I am pleased to hear that the center is now fully staffed. However, I have already run into a problem in one of my cases where one of the less experienced counsels was barely able to get the call up. It takes 3 to 6 months minimum for these nurses to get the experience that they need to be qualified for prosecutors to be able to use the victim piece of this is by far the most important piece, and that is by and far my largest concern as a citizen, is for the victims to receive the immediate medical care that they need, the physical and emotional needs of the victims have to be tended to first and foremost. And it sounds like we are on the right road to have those services delivered. That is only one piece of the protocol of Sexual Assault Resource Center. The second piece of that protocol is not to let the rapist or the perpetrators of sexual assault escape prosecution and walk the streets unaccountable for the crimes they committed. The piece of this problem that is not yet solved is going to be that piece. There are a world of problems, and I wish I could describe it in 3 minutes. It's not possible.
But perhaps at another time, but thank you for coming.
But there are a world of problems that remain by the inexperience and the new nurses. I'm glad the nurses have come forward. I'm happy to know that they have come forward and happy to know the center's back.
Have you spoken with Dr. Winters?
I spoke with her 2 weeks ago.
Please talk to her again. Share with her your comments here.
And I provided a document of the national protocol for those of you who want a quick crash course in what this center is about. I have a copy of it. This is the national protocol. This is what our center has always followed, and this will answer most of your questions about.
Okay.